Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. This week at Earbuds Podcast Collective is supported by the In-Between newsletter. The In-Between newsletter breaks down topics we're often not taught well or taught at all, ranging from career, life, and financial topics in a fun and interesting way. This newsletter is sure to help you succeed. Join the growing community by subscribing now. You can do that at inbetweennewsletter.substack.com. We are also supported by the newsletter WTF to Listen To. WTF to Listen To is a monthly podcast recommendation newsletter curated by long-distance friends Hannah and Jade. Podcessed and stuck in lockdown 2020, they expanded their love of pods, recommending their favorite listens to subscribers across the globe. Learn more about WTF to Listen To and subscribe to their newsletter at WTFtoListenTo.com. Hello, Feedback with Earbuds listeners from Tampa, Florida. I'm here this week for a podcast conference called PodFest Origins. Shout out to Chris Kremitzos for putting together a really well-run event. PodFest Expo, the really big conference that Chris Kremitzos and his team put on, is taking place at the end of May 2022, so stay tuned for more information on that. That is another really great podcast conference to go to if you're considering getting into the podcast conference scene. How have you been doing lately, listener? Before we jump in, I want to take a moment to shout out some folks who have been listening to the show. I tweeted a few weeks ago that someone reached out to me recalling a very specific detail of one of my episodes, and it was awesome because, yes, I look at my stats and intellectually I know that people are listening, but it's another thing to actually hear from people about what they think of the show. So that one person was my aunt, Mindy. Hi, Aunt Mindy. Thank you for listening. And I want to shout out Laura Davis, host of the podcast Shelter in Place, for telling me that she likes my writing. I was really blown away by this. I do not fancy myself a writer, but I appreciate it nonetheless, Laura. And actually, it is giving me new life as I write these episodes. And just for a little peek behind the curtain, these episodes are scripted to a certain extent, but I kind of go off on tangents. You can probably tell when that happens. I want to shout out Dan Delgado of the podcast The Industry. He is a regular listener to Feedback with Earbuds. He's also a really great Twitter follow. And it's been really fun checking out Feedback with Earbuds on Good Pods, the Good Pods app, which is a podcast listening app, because I can actually see who listens on that app to my podcast. And while you're at it, you can check out your favorite podcasts and see who's listening to those podcasts from the people that you follow on Good Pods. It's kind of like Instagram mixed with a podcast listening app. So you have a feed, you have a social feed, and you can see what people are listening to. It's really great. Sometimes people leave comments on specific episodes, which is a real hoot. Project Dave is a regular Good Pods listener to Feedback with Earbuds, and I really appreciate you, Dave, for leaving comments. And I appreciate you, Good Pods, and folks who are listening here now. If you're listening on Good Pods, hi. If you're not, maybe check them out. Steph Fuccio is the founder of Pod Rev Day, and she also reached out after listening to last week's episode. On last week's episode, I announced that Albin Brook and I are co-running the new Twitter podcasting community, and we offered to send anyone an invite who wants one, and Steph reached out requesting an invite. So now Steph is in the Twitter podcasting community, and you can be too. If you want an invite, email me or DM me on Twitter, at Ari this and that. All this is to say thank you to everybody who listens to Feedback with Earbuds. I really appreciate it. There will be more shout-outs next week. Oh, wait, one more thing. Someone anonymously tipped me this week on Venmo as a thank you for the free podcast advice that I give out on Twitter, and that really meant a lot. So thank you to Anonymous. I know you're listening. I really appreciate you. So what's been going on over here? We are approximately 3 months away from 5 years of Earbuds, so stay tuned on Party News. More is coming together behind the scenes, and I'll be ready to make some announcements in the next few weeks. On another note, if you're looking for more in-depth knowledge about podcast marketing, I'm teaching a 3-hour class on December 2nd through the Montana Media Lab. I'll be covering promo swaps, pitching to newsletters and apps for promotion, and lots more. If you're interested, there's a link in the show notes of this episode. Last week, I announced another class that I'm teaching. That one is called Podcasting for Thought Leaders. Most likely, it's going to be postponed until January, but it's going to be epic. We're going to have community partnerships with podcast companies and softwares. Students will get access to swag, free trials, and lots more. Stay in the loop on that by applying now to the course. Scholarships are available as that class is on the more expensive side because a girl's got to eat. That's me. I'm the girl. I have to eat. There will also be information on that course, Podcasting for Thought Leaders, in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's now shift towards earbuds things. Today's theme is love and meaning. The curator is Naomi Kenrick. We'll get to Naomi's podcast picks in a bit. I didn't get to speak with Naomi about her podcast picks this week, so I'll tell you about the episodes that she chose and a bit about them. Instead of chatting with Naomi about her podcast picks, our interview this week is with Ellen Scanlon, who is the host of the podcast How to Do the Pod. How to Do the Pod is a really fun podcast that I have been listening to all over the place lately. It's informative and it's entertaining. If you're looking for practical tips on exploring and enjoying the benefits of cannabis, big recommend. In my chat with Ellen, she tells me why she shies away from the word marijuana. We also talk about what to do if you get too high and start to feel paranoid. We'll hit play on that interview in a moment. After the interview, like I said above, I'll tell you about this week's earbuds theme, which is all about love and meaning. Then I'll share some other podcast-related tidbits, and then we'll close it out. So, who is Ellen Scanlon? She comes to cannabis with experience in startups, women's health, and financial services. Ellen uses cannabis for stress, sleep, to treat symptoms of endometriosis, and to relax. Ellen holds an MBA from the University of Virginia's Darden Graduate School of Business and a BA in English Literature from UVA. She lives in San Francisco with her husband and son. Let's get to our conversation. Scanlon is your last name?
Scanlon. Mm-hmm.
So it's funny, I Googled you recently, and do you know that there's an Irish murder victim named Ellen Scanlon?
Oh God, of course there is.
But spelled S-C-A-N-L-A-N.
Oh good, all right.
But
that's poor Ellen Scanlon with an A.
Yeah, 1800s, but apparently big enough to have her own Wikipedia page.
All right, I'll have to check her out. Thank you.
Your namesake. Well, Ellen Scanlon with an O, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm excited to have you here to talk about cannabis and about your podcast and about podcasting about cannabis and why we avoid the word marijuana, but maybe one day we will be saying marijuana again with full gusto. So let's do it.
I'm happy to be here.
So tell me, Ellen, how did you get into the podcast space? You were not in it originally for most of your career.
I was not. And it actually really coincided with when I got into cannabis in 2018. And I knew that cannabis wasn't legal all across the country. And I wanted to reach women all across the country. And I wanted it to be discreet and intimate. And a podcast allows for all of those things. Women make 80% of purchasing decisions, but historically in the cannabis industry, it's been really dominated by men. So we wanted to reach women that were curious, and the podcast started, How to Do the Pot is the name of the podcast, and it started in 2019.
The podcast started in 2019. You became the host relatively recently. What has it been like going from a non-host as a listener to being a host, being in front of the mic?
Well, I was the writer before, so I was always considering how what we were talking about would end up in people's ears. And I think that sometimes being an observer of that is easier when you're trying to learn. And so it's been amazing. I mean, podcasting is such a fun and dynamic space. And for someone who doesn't love the spotlight, I am in a closet and I get to talk to one person. And on my more self-conscious days, I just imagine I'm talking to one person. And that really helps to keep it fun and to keep me focused on who is at the other end of the mic.
Yeah. And the show is unique because it's not your typical marijuana cannabis podcast, because there really are no typical cannabis related podcasts. I was saying this to you recently off mic, that there's not really a playbook for how a cannabis podcast does in the world of podcasting. So we're kind of figuring it out as we go along in terms of podcasting overall, but then especially for you, podcasting about cannabis. So tell us, what is the show about? What's the vibe of the show?
The vibe of the show is actually really, you can hear it in the name. It's How to Do the Pot. And when I was first thinking of a title, we had some other kind of funny, clever titles. But when I would talk to my friends, I would say, we're just going to teach you how to do the pot. And they would laugh. And I thought that was a great way to start because cannabis can be intimidating. It's been illegal for a long time. It's still illegal in other places. And so bringing a little bit of lightness and we're going to teach you how to do this and it's fun. Remember, this is weed at the end of the day is definitely how I want people to approach the show. But I take it incredibly seriously and it is such a complicated topic. And so I think about weed all the time. And if listeners will give me 20 minutes a week, all of the shows are practical, they're tactical, they have really great stories and incredible women that maybe you wouldn't otherwise get to meet. And so that is what I think modern cannabis really is going to be. You don't have to be a certain kind of person to like weed or to consume it for fun and for your well-being. And that's what I want to get across.
The show has a few different series within it. Every once in a while, you put on an episode called My First Time Buying Legal Weed. So what are those episodes about?
Those episodes have been so much fun. They come out weekly and women send us voice memos telling us the story of the first time they bought legal weed. And it's women from all across the country who sometimes travel to adult use states, sometimes are in medical markets. And even the most seasoned cannabis executives will tell stories of feeling intimidated and feeling a little bit scared and also having fun and being really excited. And so it really runs the gamut. And that's what's so beautiful about the series, I think, because this is a new experience for most women. And it's a new experience, really, for all of us, since the first time that legal weed became available in the United States was in Colorado and Washington. And I think that was 2015. So it's only been a few years that anyone has been buying legal weed. So it's just still really new. And I thought it would be a fun way to just create sort of a tribe of friends that you can listen to before you do something that once you do it, you'll feel great and you'll feel fine and you'll probably want to help a friend. And so if you want to do that, you can send me a voice memo and help all of our friends.
So another one of the series that you do on How to Do the Pot is new. It's called Weed Words. So I would love for you to tell us about Weed Words, why and how it came about. And then I want to ask some questions about some specific Weed Words. I'll get back to that. But what is Weed Words?
Weed Words is a new series that is meant to be fun and also really informative. There are a lot of words in weed, in cannabis, that people think they should know or think that they do know or maybe have just heard a lot and are still confused about. And so we want to tackle those words so that women feel more confident when they're making the decision around cannabis. And the first word that we just released was for our Halloween episode, and it's the scariest weed word out there, which is paranoia, which is what some people have experienced when they have consumed cannabis, which is the way that kind of our country considers cannabis as a plant. And so it was a great word to tackle because we give you practical tips on how not to consume cannabis to make you paranoid, but also teach you about some of what might be some of the ingrained stigma that just isn't based in fact and isn't true anymore.
Something that I learned from that episode is that if you are feeling like you're too high and you're paranoid, if you smoke CBD, it's a little bit better. It gets you there.
Smoke CBD, take it in an oil tincture, eat a CBD gummy. That will take a little longer. A smoking or an oil tincture are the fastest if you have just gotten into a place where you don't feel the way you want to feel. Have an oil tincture around, put a dropper underneath your tongue, wait about 15 minutes and you will feel much better. It's like the best trick in weed.
So I want to ask you about a specific weed word that I alluded to at the beginning of our conversation, which is marijuana. And marijuana is definitely a word that has been in my vocabulary for a long time. And what you're telling me is that marijuana is seen as a scary word to a lot of people. Why is that? And where did that come from?
Marijuana is definitely one of the words that when I got into the cannabis industry, I learned a lot more about. And it's why people call it cannabis. It's why most people in the cannabis industry call it cannabis, because the roots of the word marijuana are in racism. When the plant was coming over into the U.S. and then into the 1910s, it had been a common crop. Hemp was a common crop. Cannabis was a common crop. They were tinctures. You can go back into old-fashioned doctors. I don't know what they call them. Like, yeah. Manuals. apothecaries, yeah. and cannabis was a treatment for migraines, for menstrual cramps, for pain, for a lot of the things that people are now using it for in legal states. But it was associated with Mexican immigrants who then were seen as taking jobs, and the marijuana menace started to become a cultural paranoia, really. And since then, people of color have been criminalized through cannabis. Since then, it has been used as a tool to just put people into prison. And so it has some really, really heavy roots to it. And we have a Weed Words that's coming out about it in January. I'm really excited to dig in more. So it's also a word, though, that has some interesting momentum behind it in a different way. And that is a way, it's more like the word queer, where people are kind of taking back the word and feeling empowered by using a word that had been a derogatory slang. And so the word marijuana is super, super interesting. And stay tuned, because we'll have a lot more to say about it probably in January.
Thank you for sharing that context. And I have enjoyed saying cannabis. It makes me feel a little more sophisticated.
Great.
How do you interchange pot, weed, cannabis? Is it all the same to you? When do you choose what to use where?
Yeah, the word question. I mean, it's so fun to think about and have so many words. And that's actually where the inspiration for Weed Words came from, because different people say different things, and different people kind of intuitively say different things. I definitely grew up calling it pot. And one of the other reasons that we called the show How to Do the Pot is I think that people who intuitively call it pot have a little bit more fear, a little bit more stigma. And so we wanted to really kind of mash together a little bit of humor so that you take yourself a little less seriously. I think that people that intuitively call it weed have way less issue with it, period. And that seems to be kind of a younger demographic. I would say that people probably under 30, 35, most of them just call it weed or cannabis. And as you get older, people have different names for it because it was hidden and it needed to kind of have secret words. And all of that has a lot to do with the legality, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Excited to hear more Weed Words and get some more context behind all of that. I would love to shift gears a bit and hear about your audio inspiration. What do you listen to?
Well, as a busy mom and entrepreneur, I listen to a lot of shows that help me kind of get through the week. Like if I have a meeting with someone, then I always check to see if they're on a podcast. If I need to learn about something new, I always check to see if it's on a podcast, because I actually think working in both cannabis and podcasting, they're such fast moving industries that they're like a handful of books, but kind of by the time they come out, something new has happened. So podcasting for me is just such a modern way to get information, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So number one, I have to say, is probably for sort of practical purposes. My most favorite podcast just to listen to is Happier with Gretchen Rubin, and has been since she started. I have read all of her books. I love everything she does. I've seen her live, and Elizabeth Kraft, her sister, also, not to leave her out. And I'm super inspired by it as well. I think that she took on a topic. When she took it on, people kind of were like, happiness? This really smart woman is taking on happiness? And she has brought so much passion, so much rigor, and just so much fantastic practical advice around happiness into my life and the hundreds of millions of other people who love her as well. So that's definitely my favorite. I also really love Radio Headspace. I've been a longtime Headspace user. I've had a meditation practice for 13 years that is an incredible resource for me personally. And some days it's 5 minutes, and that's what Radio Headspace is. And it's just something I try and listen to when I'm putting my makeup on in the morning, just to get a slightly different perspective. And I love it. There was a host, sort of a part-time host named Malika Rao, who has a new show called Hibernation that I'm super excited to listen to. I haven't had a chance yet, but we have a bunch of episodes coming up about cannabis and sleep, and her whole show is about sleep. So those are the ones that are sitting on my whatever the new
queue, maybe,
term is, in my list, saved place, saved, if I could find it. And then I recently moved, and an episode of Just Between Us with Allison and Gabby about home renovation with the host of PBS's This Old House was so awesome. They just asked all of sort of the personal questions about renovations that I am considering now, like how hard is it on your relationship when your house is under construction? And I have a 3-year-old and a dog and a cat, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that bathroom is okay for a little longer. So it was a great episode.
Are there elements that you employ in your hosting, in your podcasting, that you've learned from listening to, for example, Happier over the years?
Definitely. I mean, she has a very clean structure to her show, and the same things happen. And I find that really helpful. I think also when you're learning something that for a lot of people is new information, it's just a helpful way to learn it. And so the structure of our shows, the time of our shows, they're all under 30 minutes. A lot of them are under 20 minutes. Being quick. And actually, my first time Legal Weed show, the series, which comes out once a week, is a little bit inspired by her show, Littler, Happier, where she kind of just talks about different things. And this is Gretchen Rubin again. And I was like, oh, I love that. How can I find that? One of the questions I get the most, how can I bring that to life in a way that also creates a tribe of friends? And so that was an inspiration for sure.
Your weed story, your personal weed story is awesome and interesting. And we don't have time to get to all of it now, but you recently were interviewed by Skye Pillsbury, who we know very well here at Earbuds. She's been a guest on the show. She's a curator. We love Skye. So will you just quickly tell us where to find that interview and what folks can expect in it?
Sure. So How to Do the Pot is the name of the podcast. It's episodes 99 and 102. We split the interview into two. So they're both under 30 minutes, which is what I love. And I shared a story, the most dramatic part of which is that I broke 16 teeth in a bike accident. And I had a lot of health issues that came out of that. And a lot of them were due to side effects of medication that I was taking that my doctor told me to take. And I also, I recovered from that with the help of some unexpected but amazing resources, and then stepped into having challenges having a baby and infertility and another very like medicine heavy, side effect heavy industry. And I think that those two experiences really opened up my mind to cannabis as medicine and how it is helping so many women that I talk to who I had never, you know, it never even occurred to me before. And so many women come to cannabis last, and it's the first thing that helps them. And so I think that that is always an underlying inspiration for me, my own health journey, which you can listen to on the show. But it comes from a really real impulse and a really very real experience of some major health challenges that nobody knew what was going on or how to help me. And it was just so frustrating and terrible. And so I feel a lot of compassion for people that are struggling with things and want to offer them some ideas.
That is your interview with Skye on your show. Really great. Definitely recommend that 2-episode listen. Before we close out, I want to ask you about your resources for learning about cannabis that you might be able to share with folks. So if they want to learn more about cannabis, how to use it, all the things, of course, your podcast is great, but where do you get your information?
Where do I get my information? I think it's from the network of people in the cannabis industry that I have met. I mean, you've just never met nicer people. And so I think that the generosity of people who know a lot more than I do has been so incredible. And then I kind of follow every lead. You know, I'm sort of a context person. And so if I have more questions, it's very natural for me to say, okay, so this doctor said this, but I wonder what another doctor would say. And so I'm following a lot of leads that are coming really, we say weed is shared by word of mouth. That's how people find out about it. And that's how it's always been. And so it's part of why I'm really happy to have a podcast. But that's one of the big challenges. There aren't a lot of resources. Like, there can be an amazing resource online, but the website is called like iloveweed.com. And is your mom going to feel good about that? I don't know, even if the information's great. So I think it's just cannabis is in a major transition point where mainstream media is writing a little bit about it, but it's from a lens that in my view, is just a little bit behind where things actually are and where consumers and people are and what they want to learn. So I have a LinkedIn channel, I just have LinkedIn, and I put out all of the information that I think is really valuable and relevant. How to Do the Pot has a LinkedIn. We do the same thing. So if anyone is curious and wants to stay up to date, we post a couple times a week, and I am always curating the very best. You know, I know some journalists that I think have a really intelligent angle on cannabis. And so I follow them. And when their articles are in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, you know, I feel really good about that combination of a cannabis journalist who's really knowledgeable mixed with editorial that has a lot of rigor to it.
How to Do the Pot is more than a podcast. Also on your website, you'll find product recommendations and how-tos and things like that. So I definitely encourage folks who are interested in learning more about you to check out How to Do the Pot. So that's dothepot.com is your website. And of course, search for How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts. Ellen, thank you so much for joining me today on Feedback with Earbuds.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to Ellen for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast.fm. Squadcast is a remote recording platform that helps podcasters record audio and video in studio quality. I'm Squadcast's community manager, and if you want to test it out, get in touch and I can hook you up with an extended free trial. Ellen's got a lot of love and meaning for her work in the cannabis space, which is as good a transition as I can hope for over here. So let's get to this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations from Naomi Kenrick. Naomi brought us 5 podcast episodes on love and meaning. Why did she choose this theme? She writes, "As a mother of 3 small children living through an intensely challenging time for the world, our families, our economy, and our sense of well-being, I've thought a lot about meaning and motherhood and identity and what it means to love and feel safe in a complex world." Here are the podcasts that Naomi chose for this week's theme. The first podcast is called Gravity, and the episode is called On Personal Narrative with Joanna Goddard. Here's the description. Cup of Joe founder and editor Joanna Goddard is a guest on twin sister Lucy Kalanithi's podcast. The sisters talk about depression and personal mantras. The next episode comes from the podcast We Can Do Hard Things and is called Overwhelm. Is our exhaustion a sign we are caretaking time bombs? In this episode, Glennon Doyle discusses the job description of motherhood and the invisible load of caretaking. The next episode comes from Heavyweight and is called Justine. Here's the description. Growing up, Justine's father always told her unbelievable stories about his life. That he was a big winner on Jeopardy, an outlaw who robbed banks, armed only with flowers. But now, as an adult, Justine has started to question, are her father's stories so unbelievable because none of them are true? In the process of fact-checking her dad's life, something surprising emerges that neither Justine nor Jonathan, the host of the show, ever saw coming. The next episode comes from Modern Love and is called One Last Swirl with Jason Alexander. In this episode, actor Jason Alexander reads a 2009 Modern Love essay about a man's reaction to his daughter's dying goldfish. It's a profound and piercing look at our relationship with our mortality. The last episode of the week comes from the podcast Invisibilia and is called Flip the Script. Find out what happens when 3 people encounter hostility and respond with kindness. A big thank you to Naomi Kenrick for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. We'll list them all in the show notes of this episode. And as always, you can find our newsletter with links to these episodes at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to curate a list? Anyone can do so. And when you do curate a list for us, you can include one of your own episodes. Learn more at our website. Now it's time for our podcast spotlight. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, we've still got some more audio content for you to check out. Podcasters, now's your chance. If you want to have your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Molly Whiskers and the Blue Tentacle. It's a new podcast from friend of Earbuds, Mark Stedman. Here's what it's about. Private Detective Molly has an eye for detail and a strong moral compass. She's also a rabbit. Her newest case involves a number of disappearing hamsters, but hot on her trail are Roscoe and Bailey, 2 of Fogsworth's finest police detectives, who, it should be mentioned, are cats. Lurking in the shadows are the retired military minds of the town, including an obese pug and his colorful canine henchmen, who serve a sinister mastermind. Molly must team up with the cats and build new friendships if she's to save the hamsters and rescue her new assistant from the clutches of the professor. You can find Molly Whiskers and the Blue Tentacle everywhere that you listen to podcasts. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close out. First up, a shout out to the Midnight Bar podcast. Join Alan Zakadin on the Midnight Bar. Alan discusses friendship, dating, and more things happening around his life stories. These are very personal stories, and they're told with heart and meaning. Listen to the Midnight Bar wherever you get your podcasts. And last, shout out to Lauren Passell's podcast, The Newsletter. This week, she recommends The Fifth Siren. The Fifth Siren is a historic, artistic, cultural, and environmental look at Venice and the danger it faces of disappearing. The Fifth Siren represents the siren that has yet to be sounded. In the past, there have been four to warn Venetians of incoming danger, each one indicating a threat worse than the one before. That's it for this week. I know I gave you a lot to listen to. I think curation is the future of media consumption. So please get in touch and let me know what you're listening to that you love, what you don't love, and what you think I should listen to and include here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you next week. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblad. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.